This is the Midwest Happy Hour. Cheers!
Who does that?
Right. I do feel like guilty or like bad that... Does this sound weird? Oh, it's not on.
It's on. I turned it on. Maybe you need to be turned up.
Turn it up. Turn it up song. That was me.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that better? Is that better?
Check no. 1, 2. Check 1, 2.
But I was saying that I kind of feel bad and guilty that, like, mom's coming over on Wednesday, and okay. We're having a bunch of people over on Thursday.
Are you going to invite your mom back over on Thursday? What are you trying to do?
Okay. I think that was touching. Okay. I don't know. I feel like I sound far away. No?
You keep touching these microphones and...
Do I sound like I'm far away? Like,
talk into it like this.
Dude, I am.
No, when you turn like this, it sounds different than when you talk like this.
Okay, sorry. But anyway, I feel guilty that mom's not coming on Thursday when everyone's coming on Thursday. But I also know that she would stay for an hour and have anxiety and then want to leave.
Yeah, I feel like you're accommodating her well. Mm-hmm. She should be thankful. It's Thanksgiving. Literally.
I know, but how sad.
Yeah. Today is Tuesday.
It is.
We're drinking El Vampiros. Cheers.
Cheers.
I love it. Might be my new favorite.
No. I mean, I like it. I would have one.
It's so weird.
The tahini is really like the lime.
Yeah. So we've got Don Ramon Tequila. Can you pronounce that for me?
Sangrita?
Yeah, but what's the name of it?
Viuda de Sanchez.
Yes, Viuda de Sanchez. It's a sangrita. It's got a lot of sugar and shit in it. 8.8 grams of carbs, 7.1 grams of sugar. Oh, it has energy also.
Nice. Energy?
That's literally what it says.
What does that mean, energy?
Probably
like caffeine, but why wouldn't it say caffeine?
The ingredients are
it's just gonna give you energy.
The ingredients are water, sugar, salt, citric acid, hot sauce, orange emulsion, xanthan gum, potassium sorbate, sodium benzoate, FD&C red number 40, oh, which you hate.
Oh, yes.
And FD&C yellow number 5. This is
going to make me hype. That's where the energy's coming from, the red dye 40.
It's good. I like it. It's a sangrita. I was, top off with a little bit of squirt, esquire, and tahini on the rim.
I could just do a dirty squirty. Like,
right. I know. I just wanted to, like, branch out because on Wednesday.
Hey, we haven't tried something new in a long time, so.
Right. On Wednesday, I work lunch at the bar, and these dudes that are landscaping in town are from Mexico. I asked them, I was like, are you guys from, like, Mexico? And they were like, sí. Mm-hmm. But anyways, we were talking about drinks, and I was, like, mentioning Palomas and Dirty Squirties and stuff, and he was like, well, have you tried El Vampiro? And I was like, no, I haven't. And he was like, vampire. I go, I know what El Vampiro means in Spanish. It's pretty close to the English word. I just don't know what the drink is. And then he was, like, trying to explain it to me. He was like, it's a sangrita, which I was like, I mean, I know what that is, but I don't know. Like, Viuda de Sanchez, I've never heard of it before. But he lives in Lexington, so he was like, oh, you can get it at Benny's.
Oh, perfect.
I was like, sweet. And then you top it off with El Square. And I was like, I don't know what El Square is. And he goes, no, El Square. I go, are you saying squirt? And he was like, looking at me like, I don't know what you're saying. And I go, I think you mean squirt, like the grapefruit soda. And he goes, hold on. And he, like, looked it up on his phone. And he goes, esquire. I go, it's squirt. I go, we are talking about the same thing. Just making sure.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, it was. It was funny. It was good times. It's fun. Good times. I love it. It's, you, like, never know what you're going to get.
No. But, man, I really... I've been telling myself that I am going to try and learn Spanish, and then I downloaded an app, and I did 2 days in a row, and then I...
You did Duolingo, or what?
Whatever free one is,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Duolingo. It's great. I love it. I'm on Unit 2, Lesson, like, 10 or something like that. I'm in... I'm in business stuff.
Right, I'm or trying like to city think if whatever. Like we're still going to do something for Flynn's 40th. I would think so.
Yes. Yes, we are. We better.
Yeah.
It's coming up. You know what's funny, though, is that Heather wants to go to Vegas for her 30th, which will be like 3 months before Flynn's birthday. Mm. So we should obviously do both, though. We'll just sell ourselves a little bit and make some money.
Yeah, you're right.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
Anyone
smidgen.
Want a foot pick?
Dude, for real, though.
We better just start our OnlyFans.
Now?
Now. Okay. So that we could...
Dude, I might be into the weird, like, sniffer. You know, like, S-N-I-F-F-R. You, like, wear underwear for a week or something and then sell it for, like, $100.
Oh, for sure. I would do that.
Yeah. Me too.
I told Flynn I would, and he's like, okay. I go, who cares? I don't... Whatever.
I was like, you should do it too, Patrick. I'm sure there's some weird bitches out there that have money that are looking for your underwear. Yeah.
Yikes.
I think it would be
How
great.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We gotta sell ourselves all somehow.
Oh, I know. Like, because I don't want to be tied down to a boss.
Corporation. Yeah.
I gotta figure something out.
The coffee shop has been super busy.
That's awesome.
I know. I think I'm gonna get more hours, like, pretty easily, because it's,
oh,
like...
Oh, good.
Yeah, they're
because you were a little unsure.
Right. And I think that they were also a little unsure because, like, as owners in a small town, you want to work more so that you can make more money, obviously. But and so I think that they were worried maybe that it wasn't going to be as busy as it is. At 6 o'clock this morning, they had a line, like, right when they opened. It's good. I like it.
Yeah, that's Coffee's awesome. Good.
I'm going to get addicted to it. Dude, I've been drinking a lot of milk, though. I'm on milk. And I need to just... I kind of have been switching back to just, like, regular coffee with, like, a little bit of, you know, maybe, like, some sugar-free vanilla or whatever. But also, I'm like, I like coffee. I don't need to, like...
Right, I like black coffee.
Yeah, and I had 3 shots of espresso the other day, and I, like, had to drink a beer to calm down. So I was like, this is way too
fucking
much.
What a fun feeling. Oh my gosh. I love.
I was like.
When we stayed at the hotel. I think it's just called One Hotel in Nashville.
Oh yeah.
For the race. Which was
the really nice
the
one.
The nicest hotel I've ever stayed in. And I would love to stay there again next year. But probably not. But we'll see. Anyway. They had an espresso maker. Or, like, you just put in the pot or whatever, and it's an espresso shot.
Oh, wow.
Very good. And they also had clean, filtered water in your room for drinking.
Thank you. Thank you, One Hotel.
But the hotel's based on, like, sustainability, like, recycling, and just, like, doing all that stuff.
Tap water is more regulated than bottled water.
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's, like... Honestly,
but do I like either of them? No. That's why I got my reverse osmosis remineralizer.
Your guys' tap water is good.
Not good enough.
Coming from Colfax, you should be grateful.
No.
The water out there is sketch.
Yes, it definitely is sketch. However, like, water everywhere. Like, what the actual F?
Yeah, I know.
I don't get it. What?
Well, I'm scared my phone's gonna ring.
I forgot to turn mine. On disturb, but
yeah, I didn't bring mine in here with me. It doesn't matter though. Anyways, I don't think I took any notes to write down for this episode. But
me either.
Let me tell you about going to get my hair done.
Okay,
dude. First of all, I got this little. I love these like bandeau. I think is what they're called. Like things that I wear around my neck, and then like I put my hair up with them. And this one has like a little fluffy inside, so it's nice and warm. And I found it at the store there where I park, in East Peoria on East Washington Street. So I go, I love going to get my hair did, doing my thing. Okay. So let me preface. Last Tuesday, I was just like standing around and I go, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go get my hair done. Like I've been working at the coffee shop, made a little extra cash. Like it's time. I need to go get it done anyways. And I'm thinking about being dramatic and like cutting length off. And so like I go to her new website that I haven't booked on yet. And, I pulls up like Thursday and I'm like, oh my God, there's so many openings. Like, cool, neat. And so I pick the 1 PM opening cause it's like my favorite time to go over there. And, I go over, park my car. I go into the Variety Club, the little bar that's there. I had 2 beers. I was like, the first one went down way too quickly. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I must have been thirsty. And they were watching Homestead Rescue, eating Butch's pizza. Just love the it. Bartender and one other guy.
Love it.
And so I had two beers. And then I walk over to the salon. And it's like a big salon. I mean, there's probably like 20 chairs total and like two different kinds of spaces. And then my girl has her own little like back room that has a back door. And the lock is like sketchy on it sometimes. So I'll just like knock if it's locked or whatever, you know. And I knocked and like nobody answered. And there's another like side door and a lady comes out and I go, is that door like open? Can I go in? She was like, yeah. Which brings you into the room with all the chairs with the hair dryer thingies mm-hmm. or whatever, you know. And there's like a break room right around the corner. Well, I go over to Megan's room and it's dark and she's not in there. So then I go around to like the little break room thing and I go, hey, I'm looking for Megan. And they were like, well, that's super weird because she like just left. She was here for a couple hours, but she didn't say anything about an appointment. And I was like, well, that's super weird. And they're like, well, let's go look. And, you know, so they go look. And then I'm like, all right, fuck, let me check my email. And so I go to my confirmation email. Thursday, November 23rd at 1 p.m.
So Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Which then the... which then the girl that's, like, helping me goes, well, that's Thanksgiving. So I'm pretty sure that she didn't mean to make an appointment on Thanksgiving right. either. And I was like... Yeah, also me, no. Like, I did not mean to make an appointment on Thanksgiving.
Obviously, I'm here right now.
Yeah, and so I was like, oh, fuck, I'm going to have to, like, call her or whatever, you know. So I have her cell phone number in my email. And so I call her, and I go, hey, Megan. And she's like, hello. Like, obviously, and I think she was, like, in the car, you know. Mm-hmm. And I go, so I'm here for my appointment. And she goes, oh. And I go, no. My appointment is not today. And she goes, right. And I go, it's next Thursday. And she goes, okay. And then she goes, oh, wait. I go, yeah, oh, wait. That's Thanksgiving.
Right.
And she goes, I'm not available. I go, yeah, dude, me neither. Like, also, I cannot get my hair done next Thursday. And so she's like, well, fuck. And I was like, yeah, I'm just wondering. Like, I don't really care. We'll just reschedule or whatever. I'll just mm-hmm. go back on your website. Obviously, what happened was I just saw Thursday and was yeah. like, tits, you know, whatever. And so I called her because I made a deposit,
right?
And so that's what I was worried about, because if you don't show up for your appointment, you get charged the full amount.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, what are we gonna do about this? And she was like, just text me at this number and I'll like reschedule your appointment or whatever. She's like, sorry, I have an appointment at 2, like my own appointment, or else I would come back and like do your hair. And I was like, it's fine, this is all my fault, god right. damn it. And I was right. like, well, shit, I guess I'm gonna have to go back to the variety club.
Right, so did you?
Yes, I did. I went back to the bar, and then I got bought two drinks for me, like, okay. right when I walked in. Like, the one guy sitting next to me was like, he hurt, actually, I called Patrick outside on the little, they have, like, a little bench or whatever, and I was telling him how stupid I am, and this guy heard me as he was walking in, so he felt bad for me, mm-hmm. so he bought me a beer, and then, nice. Mind you, it's 1 p.m., like,
right,
this is not late in the day, and so I'm at the variety club, and like the regulars start coming in. There's like 4 or 5 of them in there, you know, and it just solidifies my love for this bar, because they're like, is anybody heard from Jim? Like, no, dude, he's gonna have to have surgery this week. Surgery? What's he need surgery for? Well, stage 4 colon cancer. Well, Jesus Christ, what are they gonna do? Just remove his colon? Well, I don't know. You know Jim, man, he doesn't like talking about stuff. We're just gonna have to wait, and if, you know, old Bob comes in, he can maybe tell us more. I'm just like, have you guys ever heard of Colfax?
I think you would love it.
Yeah, it was fucking great. And so I sat there and had 2 more beers, which I fucking didn't need, but I did it anyways. And yeah. then in the parking lot, like where I parked, this microphone's making me laugh. There is like a little store that's changed hands a bunch of times, mm-hmm. but the one, it's now called Relics, and there's like another one in Peoria as well. There was the biggest sign I've ever seen that said houseplant sale.
Oh no.
I was like, yeah, oh no, it's right. And you can tell it's a jungle from the outside. Like, yeah. you just walk in, it's just shelves of plants and yeah. like fun little things everywhere. Like that little thing that I put on my keychain that says take the back roads. Like, I got that there. And it's okay. all, like, local, artisan, fun stuff. I bought a plant. They were, like, 15% off because it was, like, their 1-year anniversary.
That's cute.
Yeah, and I don't know what else.
How do you say no?
Yeah, I spent, like, $60 on that. I just bought some stupid
like,
shit.
Hey, that extra yeah, cash I mean, that I got thing... for my hair. No.
Right, and the beers are $3 at the Variety Club. Like, it's not a high-end joint, you know? So I was like, well, shit. went to East Peoria for nothing. I'll be back. I go, well, I'll be back Tuesday the 28th. And the bartender goes, I'll be here. Yes, thank you. And she was helping the one lady that came in. Oh, my God. This lady that came in, obviously a regular. She, they're all regulars because she didn't ask them what they wanted, you know?
Right.
So she grabs this glass, which is like half the size of this, like skinny-wise, puts a shot of vodka in there, grabs a bottle of wine, fills the rest up with a bottle of wine, and three ice cubes.
What?
That's what that lady was drinking. It was like, whoa.
I have never tried liquor and wine together.
I mean, isn't that like a sangria?
I don't think I've ever had a sangria.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't need it. I don't need that to be happening.
Oh, but maybe I. Let me think. I have like out at like
You've had like a Mexican sangria, but not just vodka and barefoot. Like it was literally shitty wine too.
No.
It
wasn't like, oh wait, I feel like I might have. Like we were having like a pool party or whatever, and I think Sarah like made a drink that she found on
nice
like TikTok or whatever, yeah. Instagram or whatever, and she made it, and I think it did have both in it, and it was like, oh crap. Yeah.
And she was like, I need you to help me send this email. And the bartender's like, all right. She grabbed her glasses, you know. Like, I love this place. I can't wait to come back.
Take me sometime.
I know.
Can I go to your hair appointment with you?
Yeah, it's next Tuesday at 1:00.
Flint, take the day off.
Yeah.
That's, like, the only downside.
I know. Is that you can't do anything in the middle of the day because you're strapped with little assholes.
I know, but I will say, I'll ask you since you just had him, like, all morning. I feel like Grant is starting to get a lot better.
I mean,
I feel like he listens to me more. I feel like he is able to communicate more to me.
Right.
Like, he still has his moments, yes. But I think we're, like, we hit the peak of the crazy. Yeah. And now we're, like,
he's figuring out.
We're starting to come down a little bit.
He's figuring out what we can do to, like, have fun.
Yes. And he is more, like, I don't know, just more...
nice.
Yes, and like if we don't do like trying to play with him,
right,
like is he's just more, so much better now.
Yeah,
like he's not yelling at us to do anything. He's not just always trying to wrestle me, like,
right,
he like will make pretend like talk with his
yeah
little toys.
They were so funny out in the woods today. Like at one point we're all just like walking back and Grant finds this little bush and he's like, oh look, dead flowers, and is like picking off the dead flowers, and they were both just standing there, you know, like picking off the dead flowers or whatever, and then Grant tripped and fell weird down. Yeah, but he like sat on his butt, like the way he tripped, and so Bubba walks up and is like standing on his feet and then like took his hood was up, Grant's hood was up, and Graham just like pulled it down and then started like ripping on it. So then Grant like grabbed his legs and like swept him and brought him down, and they like wrestled for a minute, and like it was funny. They were being good, like right, they were like being good wrestling. They weren't yeah like trying to piss each other off. Yeah, you know,
I think it's hilarious when I see him like wrestling like that, and dude, they're just and like Bubba laughing was, and like playing.
Yeah, I was like, Grant, you better watch out because Graham is fucking your shit up. He is winning.
Oh my gosh. No,
it was great.
Yesterday, they were not fun fighting. And Graham bit Grant.
No, we can't bite.
Left a mark.
Oh no. No bite. No
yeah, so
bite.
We did a timeout and.
Yeah, Graham doesn't like timeouts. No, he does not subscribe.
But the difference is he'll cry, but he stayed in that corner.
Right.
And then he would, like, turn around and look at me every once in a while. He's like,
I'm sad. Can you see my face?
Whereas Grant will fight me till the death.
Mm-hmm.
For me, just to put him in a 10-second timeout.
Yeah. He would rather die.
Yeah, he would rather die
than go to timeout.
Stay in there for 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yep. I know. Yeah, but they were sweet baby angels. We went to my house because it was fucking cold.
Yeah.
Like, Grant's walking around. He's like, cold. He's like, I need to put my hands in my pocket. I was like, do that then. But it's funny because then they were like, it's cold. And then they're like, oh, There was just a dead tree, like a little one. It wasn't, it was big around as the top of this bottle or whatever, you know. And Graham grabs it and like rips it down. Like it was still standing in the ground, you know. And he pulls it down and he like gets on top of it and like smashes it all the way to the ground. And then he gets off of it and he picks it up and tries to put it back straight up. And he goes, no, because it keeps falling over. I'm like, dude, I heard it snap. Like it's broken, dude. And he like tried to put it back up and he's like, stay. And then it fell back down and he was like, just put his head right down, like sad, and walked away. And Graham was like, I'll help you, Bubba. And he like tried to put it back up. I was like, this is fucking great. That's all I need, sticks.
Right.
And then just for a while, Graham was just picking up leaves and like just throwing them off to the side. I was like, whatever. And the first time he fell down, his hand got caked in mud, Graham. And he was like, ugh.
Yeah.
I go, wipe it in the grass. You know, and he like wiped it and he was like, ugh. I go, just wipe it on your shirt, dude. And he was like, okay. Just wiped it on his shirt and freaking ran away. It was hilarious. And then on the way back to the van, they both held my hand and they wouldn't let go. And I was like, we were just at Walmart an hour ago. And you're being dicks. Like, you would not hold my hand. You
were in the dangerous parking lot.
Yeah, no, the parking lot was fine. When we were in the store, I forgot to tell you this. I'm looking for, like, the motion sickness bands, which, by the way, I had to go buy the one in the mom section, which I was like, it's the same thing, it has to be,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And we're in the aisle, and there's, like, literally it's just us and then this old lady with her cart, and she's standing there, like, looking for her own shit, and Grant is in front of me, and so I'm pushing the cart. I go, all right, let's go, and we'll go to the next aisle. And Grant walks up to that lady, and he goes, watch out! And, like, put his hand up to her. And he just kept going, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I go, I guess I've been telling him that too much or something, you know? And she goes, honey, I've had 4 kids. She's like, it's fine. She goes, he's just starting to listen now. Fucking apparently, because that's all I've been doing. It's telling him to watch out because he's turning around looking at me as we're like walking through the store. Right. And I'm like, yeah, he literally walked up to that lady, looked up at her, put his hand up, and went, watch out. And she was like, watch out for what, dude?
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, whatever. And then I got out of there without buying them anything, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
I found a charcuterie board for $12. A freaking giant one.
I need a giant one, so maybe I need to go to Walmart
and
grab that. Because I need a giant one for Thursday. It's like,
yeah, with handles on the end, too.
Oh, cool.
$12 or $13, whatever. And I got those little wristband thingies. And then I tried to go pee. I was like, I have to go pee. And Grant was like, no! And I was like, I can make it to the house. You're lucky I didn't give birth to you, you little bastard, because I ain't fighting you into the bathroom, you know? Right. Like, whatever, then, fine. I was like, I almost just want to leave you little fuckers out here in the cart, because I had Grant in the cart at that point. But I can't do that. You can't. You're not allowed.
No.
It's like leaving a dog in a hot car. You can't just leave your babies in the cart outside of the bathroom.
No. You can't.
And then I was like, I'll just bring the fucking cart into the bathroom. But then I didn't want to piss anybody else off that was trying to go to the bathroom too. And I was like, whatever, I'll just wait till I get to the house. So then I hooked up my phone to the Bluetooth in your van. So you're welcome if that fucks your shit up. So I could call Patrick and be like, fine. I need to come to the house to pee. Because Grant wouldn't let me at Walmart. And then I thought maybe he would have to pee, but nope, he didn't. And then it worked out pretty good because we went and played, had lunch, and then I also dropped Patrick off to pick his truck up because he got new tires.
Perfect.
Yes.
How lovely. A lovely morning so I could run errands and then clean the bathrooms and vacuum and then brush Coda and then do other random things.
Yeah.
Let's hope that this dishwasher is fixed because I would like my kitchen back.
I know. Like, because you don't want to, well, because it's like, it's just out in the middle of nowhere right now, because you're trying to, like, you know, work on it or whatever, so it's like,
yeah, in the shop back, like, it's all in the kitchen right now, and it's just, like, a disaster, and we have people coming over tomorrow, Yeah. And then a whole bunch of people coming over Thursday. And so it just makes me feel like I have a shit ton to do, but I don't really.
Yeah, it's like either the dishwasher needs to go to the curb or back in its place.
Yes.
You know, like, get the fuck out of here.
And we moved on. You know what's hilarious? So, like, Flint and I have had, over the last few days, that might have been it saying it was done.
Oh, the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Nice. Maybe.
I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, like, we made a list of things that we need to get done
before we have
company, and also just to make it like cozy and like whatever, just to have it done. So we made a list. Not on the list was fixing our garage door.
Oh my god,
it wasn't like completely broken. It just does this thing every once in a while where you hit the button to go down and it'll go almost all the way down and then it'll just go back up.
Do you know that can be the sensors?
And so it does that every once in a while. And okay. So we thought our garage is dirty, so it just needs clean. So then Flint cleaned it out, which was on the to-do list.
Right, because you put your shed back up out back, so you can get so all the shit back out. And so
I went to the gym with the boys yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And then it came back, and I thought Flint's next step was to finish the dishwasher. And then, like, start completing things on the to-do list. I saw the garage door, and it was, like, tilted like this. And I was like, what is happening here?
Yikes.
He thought it was, like, going to be, like, a quick thing that he was going to try and do to see if the garage would work. And then it didn't, and it snowballed into, like, him having to work on the garage until almost 9 o'clock at night.
Do you know that?
Like, hey, guess what? That was all day because I got back from the gym at like noon.
Don't you know that garage doors are like super deadly? Do you know that?
Yes. And honestly, he almost died. He told you that story.
Yeah.
And I told, like, he came in and I go, I need you to not work on that.
Yeah. Like, and he was probably like, I'm done.
No, he went back out because he's I'm not messing with that, like,
The springs
anymore.
Yeah.
But he was just,
dude, garage doors are deadly.
Like, why?
No, I have a hookup
for
you.
And he knew that.
I know.
Because he, like, looked up things about garages, and that was part of, like, the...
Have you ever seen 1,000 Ways to Die?
Dude, he would have been on it.
Yeah. No, I
know. But I heard a huge bang.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my god. So I sprinted down. I'm like, I'm about to see there. Him.
Yeah. With his head cut off. But he was just, was he shaking? Like,
yeah, oh, he god. Came inside and had to, like, decompress. But I'm like, geez, I need you to, like.
I have a hookup for you. I know a guy that fixes garage doors for cheap.
Cool.
Yeah. Just do that. It's worth it.
But now our garage door doesn't work at all. So can't.
But normally when it, like, bounces down and then back up, it's because of the motion sensors on the side. Because it thinks something's there, so it won't close all the way.
Yeah.
And so usually you just have to tweak those. You don't have to go messing with the springs and stuff usually. But I also don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I'm not a garage door expert.
But I thought it was just so funny because I've seen videos of, like, me getting the house ready or getting things ready for company to come over, and it's like doing normal stuff like cleaning the kitchen or whatever.
Like, oh.
And then it shows, like, pans to the husband up on the roof, like
doing something. Doing the roof, like, that needed to be done 3 years ago.
Right, and it's like, wait.
What are you doing?
That's not on the to-do list right now. Yes, that needs done. Yeah. It needs fixed. However, not right now.
Right.
Everything else needs.
Yeah, I'll go. We will, like, have a day usually.
I appreciate you doing stuff.
Right.
But
it'll be like, okay, we're going to get stuff done around the house today. And then I'll wake up in the morning and he'll already be outside washing his truck. And I'm like, that's around the house? And he's like, well, you know, it's been on my list. Like, dude, yeah. But also, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, vacuum the basement. Like,
right.
That's also available.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Boys and their toys, am I right?
Right.
Dude, Patrick Claybarred his truck. He's so obsessed with this thing. Somebody told me recently, I was talking about Patrick's trucks, because, like, his little 95 S10 he loves so much. He calls it his hot rod. You know, it's his SS. Mm-hmm. And then his Chevy, he calls it his mini tank. And somebody was like, well, does he have a name for it? And I was like, no. And they go, that's when you know it's over. It's when you know your second class is when the truck gets a name, then you're second. And I was like, oh, I'm still safer now because he didn't name it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm good. I'm still safe. I can still live there. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I'm ready for that. No, I shouldn't say that. Yeah, I am. I'm ready for the Dodge Dart to die so that I can drive the Tracker. Even though my dad told me that it's a money suck. But I'm like, shut up. I don't care. So are new cars. They're also money sucks.
I'd rather put 10 grand into that Tracker than buy. Yes. Yes.
That's exactly what I said.
Right.
I was like, dude, I love the Tracker. I love it.
Yes. Dude.
I love it.
Take it to Luke or whoever and be like, all right, what do I need for this to be like good?
No, I'm not even going to go that far because they don't want to fuck with it either because they're on my dad's side. Why? But no. I know a guy. I know a guy that doesn't have anything better to do.
Okay.
And he drinks Bud Light bottles.
Perfect.
And yeah, he's going to help me like do whatever it needs. But dad was saying something like, that it's like electronically fuel injected, so that might need to be replaced. And he's like, it might be like $4,000. That thing's like a money suck. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll do it. I'll just go buy like an engine from the junkyard,
right?
And put a new one in it, and then like get a top and a door, and I'm ready to go in my convertible,
right?
My Geo Tracker.
Oh my god, I would love that.
How are you? Oh, dude, I have what 11 years before your kids need to learn how to drive a stick. Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Ish, yeah.
It's a classic.
I learned how to drive stick in the Tracker.
Yeah.
In my dad's Tracker.
Both of us learned how to drive stick in a Geo Tracker.
Isn't that funny?
Whatever happened to your dad's?
I think it had like run its course and then he got rid of it. Really? He wanted a truck, I think. And then, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because it was like his daily driver.
Yeah, the Tracker was, for sure. But it would get so drafty in there, driving in the winter. Like, driving back from, like, basketball games. I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, you better be bundled
up. Crank up this heat. But I loved it. Yeah. I love that Tracker.
It's the best. It's so much. There's somebody that has one. They must live in, like, I don't know, like Sibley or something or whatever, but like, because they come down 165. But I saw them in the summer with no doors on it. I'm like, yes. Because I don't think that they're meant to have
no doors.
It's not really like a Jeep situation. It's a Tracker, but you know, it's good.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely like, I'm on the lookout for one.
Yeah. Also, like, this one has, you know, you can pull it behind your motorhome, you know, when you guys get your motorhome.
Yeah. Just pull it. Yes. Oh my gosh, that would be.
It would be great.
That would be lovely.
Dude, can I say I'm not looking forward to, well, it's fine. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I'm not looking forward to this drive.
How long of a drive is it?
Like 8-9 hours.
That's not bad.
I know, but people are idiots on the road. That's not what I'm looking forward to. Oh, also, I'm going to try and crochet on this trip if I don't sleep. I'm going to try and crochet in the car and see how that goes. I don't think I've ever done that before. And then I'll have those little motion sickness bands. So I'm trying to, like, test them to see how that goes before we go to get on the cruise.
Yeah.
And it's also an 18-hour drive that we're taking for Christmas to go down to get on the cruise. So hopefully it'll work.
Right.
Because I'm just not trying to take medicine. And I was reading about the little, like, patches that people get that you put on the back of your ear or whatever.
Yeah.
They have weird side effects. Like, sometimes people say if they wear them for, like, 3 days in a row, they get, like, withdrawals afterwards. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm not trying to do that. Like, I'd rather just...
shakes or what?
No, I think just, like, you feel shitty. You know? Which, like, I feel shitty anyways when I'm carsick, so why would I want to feel shitty after I come off some medicine?
Right.
And I want to have some cocktails. Like, I'm not saying I want to get blasted and drink 20 drinks, but, like, if I take Dramamine, I can't drink.
Right.
I'll be asleep, and I don't want to be asleep on the cruise.
No.
Like, Dramamine makes me drowsy anyways. I feel kind of just, like, zombified.
Right.
I don't know. I might take weed. Fuck it. They don't care. I'll just get, like, edible little pills or whatever, you know, from the store.
Yeah.
And then you just do take edibles. Them. I know. I was thinking that, like, that'll be my medicine. You know, instead of actual medicine, I'll use the little, what do they call it? It's, like, acupressure instead of acupuncture.
Yeah,
I think it's acupressure. Like yeah, but yeah, I had I wore to get them. The
yeah.
Did I tell
you I was pregnant?
I had to get the mom ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. What do I look like? Somebody's mom.
God.
Oh, I did see somebody that I knew at Walmart. I think it's Minor or Weber's. I don't know. I don't remember whoever it is, but I've seen them before, like at the bar or whatever. And she goes, sees me walking with two boys. She's like, do you want this car? It's dry. I was like, yeah. And she was like, what are you doing? I was like, these are not mine. I was like, these are my best friend, like Lacey. I go, do you know the Gleasons? And she was like, yeah. I was like, this is her kids. And she goes, oh, you babysit? I was like, not really.
Not really. Well,
I mean, yes and no. Bubba's alive already. Should we just do a little shorty?
Yeah, let's just do a shorty. Wrap it up.
Okay.
So yeah, you're going out to Omaha for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
I'm hosting. We talked about that.
Love it.
Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving. You'll already have listened to this.
You'll already have Thanksgiving before you listen to this.
Yes.
Rate, review, subscribe. Like us on Apple iTunes. Follow us on Spotify. Leave us reviews. Check out our YouTube. We're on YouTube. We're
popping off on YouTube.
Dude. Don't cry about it like that little kid.
Yeah. I gotta go save him.
Damn. Love you.
Love you.
Cheers. Bye.